It's the sunny side. Welcome to the show, 12:21 on the clock right now. And happy Thursday. Yeah. Okay, so that song you heard is titled what? Spotless Mind. And you think that we are about to have a conversation about the mind. Yeah? It's amazing. I think I like that. My name is Constance Mega. And once again, good afternoon to you. We'll be having a conversation about traveling, how it broadens the mind. Does traveling broaden the mind? Some people actually believe that traveling broadens the mind. So that's the question I'm asking. All right, so we'll have that conversation. And I'm also looking at, when it comes to traveling, does it have to be physical? Does the person have to move physically from one location to another for us to agree or say that this person has traveled? Can you travel in your mind? Can traveling happen within the space of your mind? Or is traveling only a physical thing? All right. Okay, so remember, you can be a part of this conversation. Head on to Facebook, Nigeria Info, 92.3 PH. Get on there and be a part of the conversation. And not also forgetting, get on Instagram. All right, so you can be a part of what we're doing right there on Instagram as well. We have WhatsApp line, so send messages via WhatsApp to join the conversation. So we'll go on a short break here, and when I return, we'll delve straight into the conversation on whether traveling broadens your mind, and also whether traveling is only physical, or is this also something that happens in the mind? It's the sunny side. My name is Constance Mega. This is 92.3 Nigeria Info. Do stay tuned.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, so the notion that traveling broadens the mind has actually been on for a while. There's even been essays written on this. Some have written against it, some have written for it. Okay, so it's more like there are people who strongly believe that traveling is like the only way a person can develop new insights. So you have to be there physically to see things for yourself, touch things, interact with people. So they feel this is the only way you can gain new insights. So whether you're traveling to a far place or, you know, just traveling to a nearby place, but they believe it has to be physical. Well, some other persons do not agree with that, all right? They believe that you can actually develop new insights through reading and interacting with a knowledgeable person. And it doesn't even have to be physical. It could still be through reading or just listening to the person. All right. So the question I'm asking is, to what extent do you think that traveling broadens a person's mind? And I would like you to bring your strong reasons, right? Okay, 12:28 on the clock, and the numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, or 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, and 0817-923-0007. Remember now to head on to our Instagram page, and that's Nigeria Info. Let me just be sure of what I'm saying. Nigeria Info _PH. All right, so get on there and follow the page, okay? Now, I'm also taking messages via WhatsApp, so do well to send me those messages. But please remember, read the message before you send, okay? Read it to yourself, so you'll be sure to correct all the typos. 0809, that's for WhatsApp messages only. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Hello, you're welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon, David calling from Rovo.
All right, you're welcome, David.
I believe traveling should be physical.
Why do you believe so?
Any traveling that is not physical could be regarded as witchcraft. Hello?
I'm listening to you. Even when I'm reading a book and I'm traveling in my mind, it's witchcraft.
Okay, that is traveling in imagination. We don't call that traveling.
That's seriously?
Imagination.
Ah.
You're imagining something in your mind. That is an imagination. It's not traveling. Traveling should be physical. And when you travel, you see different places in the world, you interact with the people.
Hmm.
If you are doing it in your mind, you cannot interact with the people.
So how about getting an insight from reading about the people?
Yes, that is possible, but it's not the same.
All right.
If you travel, you meet different cultures, meet different way of life, you learn new things. That broadens your vision about the world. You become versatile, and when they are talking about different cultures, different people from different parts of the world, you have something to contribute because you have interacted with these people physically. But if it is done just through imagination, it is not too strong enough, like somebody who has done it physically.
All right, thank you very much.
My opinion.
All right, thank you so much for calling. So he strongly believes it has to be physical for us to say or agree that someone has traveled. You cannot say someone has traveled if the person did not go there physically. All right, thank you. Mr. Zion is on the line from GRA. Hi, Mr. Zion.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're welcome. I have traveling is one of the reasons that can grow your sensitability, awaken your conscience and consciousness about the particular environment. Just reading about it, you won't get that juice about that particular place. For instance, Bayelsa State. Average people that have not gone to Bayelsa State, Bayelsa na wata.
That's what I actually believe,
Okay, you see.
Is there land there?
Okay, you see. You see, because you read some lines or heard some conversation about Bayelsa and wata, can't even imagine that there's even one land, common land in Bayelsa. But when you travel to Bayelsa State, you will see how it's land. I mean, you will drive with your car for kilometers, you will not see water. I'm telling you, dry land, table land, wonderful mangrove environment, green vegetation that we plant, not only just fish, we do farming. All manner of crop grows in Bayelsa State. But when you are not there, it's just as if only fish will they eat. We know they plant cassava, we know they plant something. No. Traveling is a source of knowledge. By the grace of God, I've traveled far and wide in Nigeria. Some of the species, I don't know anybody like Abuja. I don't hear Abuja too much. That time was good. And I went there. Lagos too, the same. I don't hear of Lagos, especially the computer village, the almighty computer village. I didn't know anybody there. I said I must go there. I went there and I saw things beautiful. For the knowledge I acquire while moving on this land, oh, the land is truly beautiful. That was when that talk came out by Tiwa, whatever. Tiwai Bello.
Yeah, Tiwai Bello.
The land is green. Oh my goodness me. That is one reason I got this passion to make sure that Nigeria develops. We are too beautiful to divide. We are too beautiful for all these problems we are having. Every kilometer you drive, a community you get to, there is something unique about them. You will not want to live there. You want to stay there. They embrace you, they welcome you.
All right, that happened. But thank you so much for calling, Mr. Zion. I actually had one more question for him. Something about Bayelsa State. I actually have friends who either school there or are from there. But hey, come on. They actually drive all the way to that place. Oh my goodness. All right. Emeka from Oweri. Hi, Emeka. Good afternoon.
Hello, yeah.
So, Emeka, tell me, to what extent do you think traveling broadens the mind, and must traveling be physical?
Okay, traveling can be physical or in the mind or spiritual.
Okay.
Because sometimes I remember when I was sitting alone, I would travel far in my mind, study many things, move around, and come back. When I come back, it broadens my vision. It makes me to know more things, to lessen the troubles, and to make sure that peace reigns within my geographical entity.
Okay, so Emeka, I want to understand. Emeka, hold on. Hello, can you hear me? Please tell me you can hear me.
So that's what I understand.
Could you say that again?
What I'm saying is that traveling can be done in the mind, also can be done physically. So traveling broadens my vision, broadens my mind, makes me to know things that I've not known before, studied something that I've not known before. It makes me to know how to relate with human beings. It also makes you not to get problem with human beings.
So this traveling that you're talking about, did you travel physically? Or did you travel using another medium?
Sometimes, to tell you the reality, I travel, let me say, I traveled in the imaginational world.
How do you do that?
So when I travel in imagination, I study many things which I have not known physically.
Okay, Emeka, I want to really understand. I want to get how you do this traveling in your imagination. Is it that you read about something or you listen to something and then you sit down and try to imagine it? Is that what you do?
And sometimes I will just sit down and imagine something that I have not known.
Oh.
When I imagine, I'll begin to go details of that thing, move around. It is London I'm going. Imagine about London.
So how would you know your way around there if you've never been there?
Because I'll be reading even when I was in school.
Okay.
When we study those areas, where you sit alone, where you are alone, you begin to imagine those areas.
Okay.
When you imagine it, you just broaden your vision again. It makes you to know more about those things.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, Emeka.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. So, back to the question I was asking, right? Whether or not traveling should be physical only, or can we travel in our minds? And some other person, I decided to skip the spiritual aspects. But then someone decided to bring it up and say, any other traveling that is not physical is witchcraft. Come on, darling. It's not witchcraft. I can decide to travel and it doesn't have to be witchcraft, right? Now, even if a person travels spiritually, it's not witchcraft. There are, you know, man is first a spiritual being before he is a physical being, right? And even if we decided to go through the Bible, we would find stories of people who traveled and they were not practicing witchcraft. But hey, talking about whether traveling broadens the mind and to what extent. Now, someone argued that traveling physically does not necessarily broaden your mind. And this is what he was holding on to. He says, if you travel physically and you're not aware of the environment, of the people, of the culture, of what is around you, you would travel to wherever, go back to your base, and you know nothing. Nothing has happened to your mind. You just traveled and you went back. You know, take for instance people who maybe travel for medical purposes. They're airlifted to wherever, they go through the surgery, and they're in the hospital. Maybe after the surgery, they have their period maybe to heal for a while, and then they're airlifted back to their base. The person has not really interacted. The person only interacted with maybe doctors and nurses, and that environment is not where you get to learn about people's culture, unless someone decides to have such a conversation with you. But the only thing you know about that place is the hospital. That's the only thing you know about that place. Or even if it's a child, you know, you travel abroad, travel to wherever, may not even be abroad, with a child. The child has no idea what's happening. The child is seeing things, but it's not interacting with people. So, but until you have interacted, and that's why I was thinking about traveling through books, traveling through maybe movies, traveling through the news media. You know, but then there's a problem with these ones. Maybe reading books, watching a movie or watching movies, or listening to or watching the news. You know, sometimes it just, especially when it comes to the news, right? Know what they say, bad news makes news. So sometimes what you hear in the news is actually bad things about a particular place. And it makes it sound like that's the only thing that happens there. You know, you can just imagine someone who is, or someone who just watches maybe foreign news, and especially over this past few weeks, and all you've come across is some crazy people carrying guns and shooting people. You know, it makes you think, oh, that's what happens over there in the US. You might not necessarily know that other things happen there. Or someone who has never heard of or war in Ondo State, and then the person hears about the massacre, the person hears about the terrorist attack in a church there, the person feels, oh my God, that is what is happening there. Are there people still living there? But the person doesn't know about the culture of Owo people. And then the person maybe also hears that some women over there have come together and they've decided to lay a curse on the attackers of the churchgoers. And they say, oh, the people there, they go to church and then they have the people that lay curses. But there is more to the people than just that, right? And then when it comes to books now, it's going to be someone relating to you, maybe their own personal experiences or the way they live their lives. That's the only thing they're going to share with you in the book. Well, not necessarily, but hey, there are books that also help you to learn more, much more than a person's experience. Okay, maybe I'm talking, I'm trying to give reasons now why traveling in the mind doesn't really work, but hey, it works. So I want to hear from you anyway. You tell me, what do you think? I want to know to what extent you think, all right? Because it's been agreed that traveling broadens the mind, although there are people who actually do not believe that traveling broadens the mind. And I've given you the reason for that one. I would like to hear from you. Get on Facebook, all right? Get on Twitter as well. And send me messages on WhatsApp, and I'll definitely read them. Someone here on WhatsApp says, Chiagose from Oyubo says, traveling is good, Jerry. Meeting people from different race and tribe physically, which is one of my hobbies. I've gone around Nigeria and some African countries. I think I was wowed by what I saw and what I took back from their environment. In the aspect of imagination, it's just a mirage for me. And I don't support the notion that traveling is witchcraft. Okay. Thank you for your message there. This person says, I travel through imagination, especially while reading or while watching movies. Round Face from Rumwekini. All right, thank you, Round Face. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0007 and 0817-923-0007. You can send me those WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416. So we're talking about traveling and broadening the mind. And I'm asking you to tell me, to what extent do you think that traveling broadens the mind? And also, do you think traveling is only physical, or can it be done mentally through your imagination? Someone brought my attention to the spiritual aspects of traveling. So if you want to also add that, go ahead. Hello, you're welcome. What's your name? Oh, wow. All right, do well to call back if you can. All right, thank you very much. Now, for some people, they would say when it comes to traveling, you will enjoy the scenario live. You know, there's this thing about the eyes. So you can see things for yourself. But hey, then there's the internet. I can still see those things. If the pictures are online, videos online, I can as well still see the same things. But is it still the same? Anyway, let's hear what Kingsley has to say. Hello, Kingsley from HA.
Yes. So, I've traveled some part of Nigeria, especially the eastern part.
All right.
So, myself, I see traveling as part of education, because there are some certain things you would see while traveling or to the environment you traveled to, which you have not seen in your environment. So, immediately you travel to those areas, those things will give you more insight about how to live life or how the life is. And while traveling, when you see those things, it will give you joy. It will motivate you to go the journey. I love traveling, and to me, very soon I will travel for something important. So I'm preparing myself to go and entertain my sight and feel excited while traveling. Sorry, I want to beg you for something. My WhatsApp, the 92.3 WhatsApp line, they blocked me, so I don't know what happened. Please find a way to ratify it for me.
Alright, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Alright, so traveling, that's what we're talking about. So I came across a particular conversation on this, and someone shared something. I cannot read it out in his Indian language, but he says that the saying means travel around the world or read a book. So this is more like either you travel physically or you read a book and travel in your mind. So this person is saying that both provides you with equal amount of immense knowledge you need to develop in your life. So do you agree that traveling can either be physical or mental? That's using your imagination, or maybe spiritual. Or do you think traveling just has to be physical. If you're not there, live and direct, if you're not there by yourself in your, with your, if you're not presently there physically, then you cannot say you have traveled to a place. What do you think? Talk to me. Remember to send me messages on WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And then you can also call the numbers 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0003. On Facebook here, Aleru Spief says, good day, Constance. Traveling broadens the mind because you meet new and different people, see new things, and get new information. All right. Thank you. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yes. Imap, I'm able to speak.
All right, Imap, please go on.
Yeah, it is really good. Somebody can physically travel, and somebody also can psychologically or spiritually travel. And people experience it every night. When you go to sleep, your body is on the bed. You see yourself going to university, studying in the university, in the dream. You see yourself on aircraft traveling to America in a dream. You see yourself doing your business at one business center or the other, and so on. So I believe in reality and the fact that someone can just go travel and also say, inshallah, I must not travel. That is my position.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for calling, Ima. You know, when he started giving an example of traveling, what's it called? While you're sleeping, I could just picture some people, you know, making faces like traveling while you're sleeping. You see yourself flying. You know, you were saying you see yourself flying in an airplane. And I was like, some people would say, no, that's witchcraft. Which airplane? You're now flying. Really trying to dodge that. Oh my goodness me. Traveling. It can be physical, it can be spiritual, and it can be in your imagination. What do you think? Clement from GRA, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
You're welcome on board.
How is it going?
Awesome. And yours?
Well, I'm fine. Okay. I have traveled to in Nigeria, I would say over 20 states. In fact, I started traveling when I was in secondary school. Now, the joy or the beauty about it is I think of an adventure, you know, meeting people, seeing new places, and of course, the part of what is going on. Now, my job has also taken me places. In River State, I would say I have traveled to almost all the local government, you know, and somebody said traveling is education. Definitely, it broadens your mind. There are things you don't even want to argue about when you are talking with people, because you seem to know better, you've been there, you have filled the environment, and you have probably, in fact, there is no food that I cannot eat. Apart from human and I almost reached all for one day, I would say I escaped it. That does not mean I will not eat it in the future.
Was that?
That's because I have struggled. 404.
Why are you calling it 404?
Well, because it's what a lot of your listeners will understand. Anybody that does not understand this, if ask your neighbor around you what is 404, they will tell you. So traveling is actually very, very good, and it will traveling will help you to reduce your argument. You know, it will help you to just you know, you don't smile when people are talking, and you don't say, okay, yeah, you never travel. When you travel, you go no better.
Mm.
So traveling is good for me.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Clement. Nigeria Info. My name is Constance Mega.